Blog Talk Radio.
Shortly. In the meantime, yeah, we're going to go to another track here. This is Sister Sin with End the Line.
Thank you.
right, motherfuckers, we are back. I think up next we're gonna play some ICP. Bugs on my nose.
Well, I don't understand the phenomena. We fucking these hoes that look like Madonna. Rich boy think that it's shit, but I like fucking crackheads with one tick. And I do it at the drop of a dime, and I get the scabies almost every time. So let's talk about my nutsack. I don't front jack, I got bugs on my Bozak.
Well, I'm Bama J and I ain't no bitch. I'm always quick to tell you where my nuts itch. Cause bitch, if I meet 10 when I come home, drop a brick in a sock, swinging on your dome. You didn't think nothing of it, just let me stick it. Probably should have known, cause I thought I heard crickets in your net. But I wasn't saying nothing, though. I wasn't saying nothing till I'm done nothing, ho. And now I'm like, bitch, how can this be? Trying to sleep on my nuts, or watching TV. And they trying to walk to the stone, get a floaty. How these bugs get on me?
Somebody asked me how I got scabies. Probably that homeless, fat, redneck bag lady that I fucked in the shed. Then the little critters on my dangling said,
yo, nuts, we want your nuts. We'll itch and scratch and bite your nuts. Yo, nuts, we want your nuts. Please, oh, please, fuck dirty butt. Yo, nuts, we want your nuts.
I don't give a hoot, cause I got me a pretty woman's love.
I met this bitch and went up in it. Dropped her off, went to the clinic. Bitch, I got pin thugs on my sit mat. So tell me what's up with that. Should've said something about your bug problem.
I'm gonna have to suck you in your mouth, bitch.
Can't keep my motherfucking hands on my drawers.
Stick a roach smoke down up under your bone.
Nah, I'd rather stick them in a deep fry and sizzle those motherfuckers off my way.
Do you wanna fuck around? Always gotta buck around. Lift up your ding-a-ling.
Up next, KMK, Sleepers.
Remember me? You don't? You will now. Up and on the trip as you feelin' that shit. Go fucking crazy, shakin', dressin', geeky, geeky, hypin', man. night. Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holla at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
I roll up to the party, stinking like tequila. One thing on my cranium is leaving with Senorita Bonita, Latina Chica. I need you for the weekend. Got two 10-pack of twins, and your friends know what it is. And you know they're invited too. Cause once I'm on two, there's no telling what we gonna do. Let's start in the pool, oh, and then move into the study. Your girl shit ass ugly, have her sit back and study.
I'm talking to everyone in one space, run out of problem. I got 20, I'm contracting. Don't you get straight down the best one. Wiggle it. We don't have eyes like a dude, don't like half free tie. Don't pop the car, I'm leaving in drive, those rides away. Straight to one side. In the states where we live, I'm hopping, swimming, hitting, pimping, and take right down. Pick you up on a drink, and on my drink, on a set up lane with a call.
Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holla at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling, trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Ghost riding the whip in winter conditions. Candy flipping, canary yellow paint dripping.
Drip down.
Big jackets and gloves, though. Relaxing on 24s. I'm working on second dome. We rolling into the party. Hoes be getting a little bit rowdy, showing off their bodies. No, they can find me in that rag top. But whenever that sun be coming around, I'm steadily hitting switches. So we rolling rag down. Feel like how that sounds. The way that we running everything from the six to downtown. Got white butterflies in the orange kangaroo. Sun, green, Superman's nearly anything to choose from. Listen up, I do dumb. Might be dang. Flavors like that might be main. I ain't playing. Y'all I saying? Understand saying the game. I do dumb. Hypey dang, flavors like that actually main. I ain't playing, y'all I saying? Understand saying the game. Every way y'all live is like a party.
Put your mother in the face, Jack, you punk ass white boy. Come in and tell me that if I fuck you in your ass, you punk. You faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your ass on the lobby, bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, I fuck you your ass for that. Everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You're not man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man.
Hi, up next. We're gonna go with one of my favorite bands out there. Fucking, this is Sorrow Seed, and this is actually one of my favorite tracks by Sorrow. So this is The Willow's Edge.
Yeah.
More fantasy. That's real. Come on. while riding, smoking back after back after back. What? Cadillac, bitch, we full fledging. Raised up in the hood like a legend. Always contending, cause the top is where I'm headed. Top of the world, I got the riders and diamonds, it's all embedded. I'm smoking an ounce, another mission, keeping you hoes on your toes. The fofo's about to blow, blow. Give it to me, I want it all for me. I'm greedy, fulfilling my ghetto fantasy. So fuck the need.
I was born in the ghetto, where all my folks stay. Freeze a black truck with bumps to push your weight. Living like a superstar, hooking up with mail for getting them high. Running it for new cars. When I grew up, I wasn't worth a job. Cribs with no lights where I spent my time. Wasn't enough time, steady hot, not for one time. Writing rhymes, blowing mind, pulling eyes on a sucker. Cause I was a broke motherfucker. Till I got with the ride, I started sporting black trucks.
Fantasies into realities, paid ass riders with ghetto mentalities. Growing up without shit, no thriller. From crack houses to mansions in the hills, in a big black truck with the bump in the driveway. Back in the day, for clips, didn't have it that way. Try to ride on my shit, I'ma have to see your wig and pull it. All my fantasies came true now. Holler and pull it.
Rider trucks, I wanna buy one of them. Just cause it says rider on the side of them. I want a fleet of trucks to carry all my bucks. And fuck mud ducks and wear a tux like Chucks. Cause this sucks. I eat so much Raymond Pride, I'm starting to think it's my name.
What up, Ryan?
I'm getting by on powdered milk and a can of peas. But the best thing in my life is free, my fantasy.
Puppet who does tricks. This is my career. Information fabrication, spread your rumors. Dress me up, mess me up, and play my cards and I'll pray they were dealt right. I'm gonna charge, release my anger to help fight. I used to scream inside, but now I'm screaming out. You used to put me down, how will you treat me now? Drop your weapons and threats that you speak about. I'm blood psychotic, there's no way you can freak me out. I think I'm going crazy, transform more. Help somebody save me before the floor falls. Oh God, what am I saying? Does anybody know? Please don't let them take me, cause I don't wanna go. I think I'm going crazy, transform more. Help somebody save me before the floor falls. Oh God, what am I saying? Does anybody know? Please don't let them take me, cause I don't wanna go.
Up next, Spock and the Dead Punchy, Halford. Lift Me Up.
Smoking on a blunt as I creep out slow. Dumping on any punk, me and Blaze don't know. We could pump, have you walk trunk is unique. We the heartbeat of the streets, so keep deep free. Blast the Alpine anytime, fuck the law. Fuck it with my sound to catch one in the jaw.
Embrace the bass you hearing from the speaker. Sipping on a 40 ounce, stripping on your heater. Moving at your own pace like a leader. No time to waste, that's a teaser. And I'm a seeker, me and the homie never catching a case. Dumping on your workplace, never leaving a trace. So, anytime the music rattles your cage, that's drive-by pitch, cause we up in your face. Face,
another drive-by. Fuck Molly.
Don't stop, just keep doing it.
until I'm wasted. Never rolling legal in the Regal cause I'm faded. Dream of the green tangerine on my screen. Light it, take a hit until you feel it in your spleen. Always at the smoke shop with a fat knot. Looking for my queen, Mary, time for me to cop. About to drop a couple stacks cause it's just in my routine. Relocated to the crib, isolated from the fiends.
Fuck your mommy cause we going on married. Going on married.
Up next, Esham, Redemption.
It's all about redemption.
lot, y'all. Up next, Easy 606, Season of the Sickness, featuring Diabolik.
You are now listening to a Rare Breed Music production, exclusive.
Who got the sickness?
We got the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
We don't die. Who got the sickness?
We got the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
We don't die. Juggalos don't die, we multiply, bitch. Put your hands up, what? To the sky, bitch. If you wanna die, go ahead and try, bitch. You can't deny this, we move in silence. Look into my eyes, the witness pure violence. It's simple homicide, and I'm not trying. I got your girl wet, and I'm not lying. She's so fine, and I'm thinking about trying to beat the pussies up. Then the bitch is dying, no questions asked. Handle my business, keep the bitch alive, then execute the witness. No bodies, no traces, simply no evidence. Wipe my hands clean, I'm a homicide veteran. Tri-City massacre, check I see low. Rare breed in this bitch like I didn't know what.
Who got the sickness?
We got the sickness. Season of the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
We don't die. The sickness,
we got the sickness.
Season of the sickness,
season of the sickness.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
We don't die.
Yo, who got the sickness? Sicker than the rest of them. Chainsaw filled up with petrol.
Make a mess of them.
Teach them all a lesson. If you question what I'm rapping, I'm a sick, sadistic motherfucker sniffing up my medicine. Meet me in the graveyard. Let's make a gameplay. Bodies falling, I count them all just like a rain man. Fire breathing, I am eating bodies like they lunch now. Season of the sickness, easy diabolic case. Sick. I never thought that I would have to hide a body. But the rush I get for murder and the knife inside your body makes me love it even more. And I'm addicted to the horror core. The gain is eat the body, so I'm out in Lakeland. I'm fucking done with life. I'm sick of you breathing. Been saying fuck the world, now I got a new reason. Skinny jeans, clean things, fashion more than rapping. So when we blow it up, you know why the fuck it happened.
Who got the sickness?
We got the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
We don't die. Who got the sickness?
We got the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Season of the sickness.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
Yeah, we got that ill shit.
We don't die.
Up next, the Febreze Brothers. F. U.
I'll talk to you, your reason.
No, no.
Look at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to talk to me?
Enough to step, then you big enough to fall. First problem, kids' tongue fucking bigger than they balls. And that's the truth, so stop mugging like you know me. Consider the path of real rats, Ben Kenobi. Or measure the rest, cutting the flesh like Shinobi. Or stroking the breast, it's raw sex, don't provoke me. It's more or less, do or die, jumping over deck. Gotta hold your breath, swim far, flowing over deck. There'll be no respect for the fewer trendsetters, but a lot of love get put up on these Benz getters. You think you hard spitting your bars, your friends better. So fuck your vendetta and have these bitches spend. Shit, we've been broke, losing hope on you rappers. All they got is a little glam and no stature. PAC, yeah, they call me Bonecracker. Iller than your weak sauce raps and dose sackers. It's easy to see these MCs need a bottle. They sucking off the tit, now we forced to take a sip. Let them know, post up, dog, we let it go. It's the S2-War, never stop, inventing flows. But really, though, I need to stop crushing these silly hoes. They got me feeling hoes, but I'm not in the illest clothes. But fuck that, bust back, dog, we sending blows. And here's two words for the kids that didn't know life.
Big fuck you to you, to you and you, sir. Got so many fuck yous, I don't know what to do, So fuck work, fuck life, and fuck the schooler. And fuck you like I never really knew ya.
If you're big enough to step, then you're big enough to fall. First problem, kid's tongue, fucking bigger than the balls. Now, did that offend you? Cause good, it was meant to. I'm the underdog, underclass, personal avenger. Punk smash through the glass just to beat the leader. Taking charge like the captain, making box office feature. A lot of people, the puppets, acting possessed by Loki. Should stay in
and you won't never ever get to know me.
Along with the sheep who spend all day online with nothing to do except bitch about their lives. Now they whine and they cry on iPhones on high speed. No one gives a fuck about what you do or what you need. It's annoying as hell, like slow cars on fast lanes. Think you're better than me, fucking move out my way. Inconsiderate assholes and they're full speed ahead. You some ignorant pricks like the whole 1%.
Here's a big fuck you to you, to you and you, sir. Got so many fuck yous, I don't know what to do. So fuck work, fuck life, and fuck the schooler. And fuck you like I never really knew ya.
Get it, there is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out, wants to walk around. It wants some walking around money. And it wants to buy some shoes. And it wants to walk up with people and say, hey, Gator, don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
Motherfuckers, up next, Kid Rock, Cocky.
Guess who's back?
I used to be broke, confused, no joke. Got used, smoked dope, paid dues, refused to give up quick. Now there's 10 million motherfuckers on my dick. In a swimming pool, fly like a seagull, kicking like a mule, more jams than a beetle from Liverpool. I deliver fools. I'm Kid Motherfucking Rock from the old school. Got more money than Matchbox 20. Get more ass than Mark McGrath. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. From the outskirts of Detroit, Rock City, A-shirts, Cadillacs, big titties, skinny models, you can keep those. I like big corn-fed Midwestern hoes. Don't you know, talk fast, pimp slow. Show up to black ties and t-shirts and slippers, sipping liquor, fuck models, love strippers, known as the big tipper with the big dipper. I got queens holding keys to my zipper, fuck a real good girl. Got the baddest bitch in the world. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. St. Clair in my 40-foot Dondi. You got a Bentley? Wow. I got jets with red bars and trucks with gold plows. Bitch bow when I pimp through. For the kid, the rock, the red, white, and blue. Who knew the kid would be everything from old George Jones to Jay-Z? Baby, I'm sick of getting ripped off. So pissed, about to be pissed off. Mackin' me, cause you know I'm paid. That's why I'm slapping my gardeners and fucking my maids. Never mind my age, but if we're taking numbers, 15 million sold, motherfucker. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. Cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up. They say I'm cocky, and I say what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, rip it back it up.
Yeah.
I am left kibosh. God of war.
I am a soldier. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy my enemies. I am the God of War.
I am the God of...
Nobody can handle me, you were looking at more than a man. Steady cause a calamity on the edge of insanity, taking every demon I can. Try to pull a chip by the bullet, fully loaded animal, you can see by the look on my face. If you're the enemy, then my energy finna be giving penalties, then I believe in the trade. Better run when we all come and knock him. Ain't no love and no fucking peace offering. Shaking the planet, never coming home in the coffin. Incredible veteran to take him the hell off them. You hear a lot of roar from a cannon, nigga, not a sword. Take a pallet to the bottom floor. I'm the motherfucking God of War.
Lean on the bell, everybody's back when they miss a free throw. Lost your control, on it. I was right, you was wrong. Figured I'd write it in a hip hop song. Was it so hard to believe I could make it being me? Drink too much, Uzo, my guy. You know, people say a lot of things they can feel real small. Put them out the way, I latte tall. I don't really care, I'm already there. Caffeinated up to my eyes, I swear. I'm on the top, if you wanna flop. Going so long and I'm never gonna stop. Lost your control, I'm on the roll. Right all along and I knew it in my soul.
I told you no.
To a woman on the top, dollar billion. Yeah, Mr. Rebel, a lot of feelings. Tell me what you really think about it, kid. And I don't even care. Nobody listen to a fool. Go, go to hate it. Be about another trader. Please help me on my knees. Talk to you later. No, 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 no. Whoop, there go. Right all along, yeah, knew it in my soul.
Calico, schizophrenia.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
I wanna love you forever. That's why we're still together. Why you be tripping so much? You make it tougher than leather. See, one minute you love it, then the next one you hate it. You like to argue with a nigga. I be participating. See, you sweet as a donut. Then you flipping your donuts. You always tripping with somebody. If you don't, it's a bonus. You keep it peaceful but evil. You can't be yelling at people. Sometimes I think I should move on. I should just go and just leave me. You don't try to tell me nothing, you just be busting and cussing me out. Don't understand what all the fussing about. Open the door and get the W out. What you were thinking for, you get the figure that you got to put in your mouth. I don't understand if you twist me out. Wanna be losing, I think it's rude that you just got to scribble about. We get the damn near duking it out. Look, I love you, but this the kind of love I can definitely do without. Cause I'm
your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, 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 ay. Don't know what's in God into ya. And baby, I try, ay, ay, ay. Your love is like schizophrenia. I be like, ay, ay, ay. I'll be a straight jacket, hold you tight. Maybe then you'll be alright now.
And got back together. We can handle the weather. Sometimes I think I'm in love with you. Sometimes I'm like, whatever. Cause you're hot and you're cold. And you're busting, get old. You can't stand the sight of me. It's still it's love that you show. Cause you the baddest thing walking. And the maddest thing talking. You make the ugliest faces. Even when I be joking. I can't stay with you for nothing. Only a crazy man would. But I still can never leave you. Cause you, okay. Look,
got it in an act when you been breaking my back. You give it to me, give it to me. I give it a back. Get a text from my ex, wonder what's up with that. Am I reminiscing of beating up the kitty cats in the pit? And piss my tongue off the floor. And I wish that Chris would walk out the door. Do a pick and just about ready to go. But she kissed me, now I can't leave for sure. You know
your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, 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 ay. Don't know what's in God into ya. And baby, I try, ay, ay, ay. Your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, ay, ay. I'll be a straight jacket, hold you tight. Maybe then you'll be alright.
talking about delivering. Love you. This is what I've been talking about delivering. Love you.
And we are back. And up next, Curse One, Beef.
Tristan on the track.
I don't want no problem.
I don't want no beef with me.
I'm from that 970.
Who do this creep with me?
That Colorado area.
Welcome to my street.
It's my territory. Lay 'em
down.
If they got
beef,
lay 'em down. 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 Lay 'em down.
Yeah, I've been coming, I'm rushing, hustling to hold it down. Crushing your gloves when I'm busting, loving that fucking sound. Better hunker down, this ride is funky, better buckle up. And if you really wanna be with me, then we can knuckle up. Nine people just in seven, check your deep and triple left. You'll stretch your mind when I pull that rhyme right through your hero's chest. And I'm on the quest to eliminate this game and take these reins. Never hold me down, cause I'm busting out and about to break these chains. Hell with the reins, ignite the flames, ain't no one passing me. Rocking your brain with a broken frame, it is soaking gasoline. I am a monster, motherfucking ounce is about to me. And if you want it, I can be like an animality.
I don't want no problem.
I don't want no beef with me.
I'm from that 970.
Who do this creep with me?
That Colorado area.
Welcome to my street.
It's my territory. Lay 'em
down.
If they got
beef,
lay 'em down. 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 Lay 'em down, lay 'em down.
Nobody really wanna get up in the middle of the ring. When I do my thing, hit 'em with a motherfucker flow. Let 'em know there ain't no stopping me, man. I'm a beast in this game, like a rock robber without a chain. I'm going for the throat, boy, you're leashing the pain. My shit's spectacular like Dracula's jaw. When I'm ripping, spitting out in them, when I'm in them, I make them all. Just listen, as the mortician, I'm more vicious than half. You listen, I leave you laying down in the pants. You just fishing while wishing you were with my position. Rhyming, I'm enlightening you, bitches. With this intelligent rap to catch you, take you back in an instant. I'm on a mission, I'm raw and crushing the competition. You suck this pussy, boy, and I need to get the mission.
I don't want no problem.
I don't want no beef with me.
I'm from that 970.
Who do this creep with me?
That Colorado area.
Welcome to my street.
It's my territory, lay 'em
down.
If they got
beef,
lay 'em down. Lay 'em down. Lay 'em down, lay 'em down. Lay 'em down, lay 'em down. Lay 'em down, lay 'em down.
Since I was born, I've been picked on and poor. Motherfuckers wanna box, I just sit back and yawn and be the bigger man because I know that I am. If I wanted to crush you like a cola can in my hand. The competition, I'm wishing they end up missing. The whole record they be spitting is garbage and they freestyle written. They up on stage and they sucking. I grab the mic and I'm busting. Knocking your head, get concussions, stripping off over tussing. Fresh shoes on my feet, your grill ain't fit for the meat. Got three, I rap for the streets. Four Collins when I creep. My eyes bloodshot cause I'm high. I give a fuck if you die. Going to hell with your fried demons deserve to cry.
I don't want no problem.
I don't want no beef with me.
I'm from that 970.
Who do this creep with me?
That Colorado area.
Welcome to my street.
It's my territory. Lay 'em
down.
If they got
beef,
lay 'em down. Lay 'em down.
Beef.
Lay 'em down, lay 'em down. Lay 'em down, lay 'em down. Lay 'em down, lay 'em down.
And we're back. What up, Ghetto?
Ghetto G, come on down.
You're just sitting on The Price is Right with Bob Barker.
The Price is Wrong, Bobby.
Zack Ryder, you got kissed.
Brigham Young.
No. Bray Wyatt.
Didn't he already attack Zack Ryder?
Yeah, but this time they had it was a one-on-one match between Bray and Zack Ryder.
Come on, man! How they give him a match like Kane and then versus like Dolph Ziggler and then give him Zack Ryder?
I don't know.
He just went down.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that was the only good match of the night. Well, yeah, that was the only good match of the night.
Well, as usual, the Shield won.
Oh yeah, as usual. And as usual, AJ won because Cartman's not a wrestler. She has no fucking wrestling skills, but yet they put her in matches.
Who?
Cartman.
You mean Cameron?
Cameron, Cartman, what the fuck her damn name is. All I know is, yeah.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been Oksana.
True. Because neither one of them can fucking wrestle. Yeah, fucking, and so now AJ has Tamina in her corner.
Oh, yeah? How long is that going to last for until she turns on her?
I don't know. Oh, man, there's a good chance, I don't know if it's going to be WWE or TNA, but the Godfather is coming back into the ring on a full-time basis.
I don't know why the hell he would even think about going to TNA.
I don't know.
So speaking of which, is the Aces and Eights gone now?
down to two members.
Who's the second one?
Just Nux and Bischoff. Whatever the fuck his first name is.
Wait. Bully Ray ain't even in it no more?
Oh, Bully Ray's in it, but he's been kicking people out left to right.
Why? What the hell did they do exactly?
Well, Wes Briscoe lost the match against the Mammoth Mafia, so they kicked him out.
This sounds familiar. Sounds just like the Nexus.
Yeah, but the Aces and Aces are better than the fucking Nexus.
Well, yeah, but still the same exact thing. Just a different name.
So now it's just down to Nux, Garrett Bischoff, and Bully Ray.
Is that really his name? Is it not Nox anymore?
Are you just saying it wrong? No. They call him Nux now.
Why?
I don't know.
Man, next thing you know, Rey Mysterio is going to come back, and all of a sudden, Mike Knox is going to show up and just beat him up.
Man, that'd be funny as all hell.
It's what he did for, like, the whole time he was in WWE.
Well, looks like TNA is about to get... Oh, right, never mind. Okay, so apparently it looks like Hulk Hogan just might be returning to the WWE sooner or later.
If that happens, then TNA doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, because Hogan's TNA contract is going to be expiring soon.
out of there, man. TNA is pretty much dead.
Yeah. Chris Masters is going to possibly either be coming back to the WWE or going to TNA.
Nah, who gives a shit?
just funny as hell how they, you know, they might end up losing Hogan, but they're bringing Chris Masters.
Chris Masters is about as important as David Otunga.
Oh, yeah.
Who they should bring back, they should bring back Snitsky.
Yeah, that dude was fucking nuts. And Ghetto things are about to get even more worse for WWE.
I don't know if it can.
Jonathan, do you remember Jonathan Coachman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be coming back.
Why? They got enough announcer people.
maybe they need somebody to hate more than fucking Michael Cole.
they hate that other guy.
Yeah, Josh Matthews.
Yeah. And who was the other? No, he's fired now. Never mind.
Yeah. So. He might end up coming back.
Man, nobody liked that motherfucker ever, man. I don't know why they bring him back.
Your girlfriend might be is getting ready to come back, too.
My girlfriend?
Yeah. Karma.
No. Karma. Gives a shit about that bitch. Like how they signed her, brought her in, she was pregnant, and she left. Yeah, that was a great debut.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you bring that bitch back, man. Ain't none of them divas got a shot.
Hell nah. So,
she'd be like the Mark Henry of the divas division.
Ain't that the truth?
And then you got Tamina, man. She'd be like the Big Show.
Yeah, crying like a bitch.
Except she is a bitch.
Apparently, after... Possibly after Battleground, RVD might end up taking some time off.
Wow, he lasted long, huh?
Well, no, because apparently, let's see, there are conflicting reports on the status of Rob Van Dam. PW Insider recently reported that RVD had a 90-day block in his WWE contract. Where he would work for...
Well, we know he's not winning the title, then.
where he would work for 90 days, take some time off, and then return for another 90 days. The Wrestling Observer newsletter reports that RVD was buried on the September 23rd Raw because that was the internal reaction to him not signing a new contract yet. The Observer adds that RVD's contract is up on October 1st, but he's scheduled to work another week or so past that.
Well, he's not winning the title.
Nope.
Again.
Unfortunately.
Well, then they shouldn't even set that match up.
Hell no.
But they can only focus on a few people at a time.
Yep. Let's see. Uh, I don't even know what the fuck to say about this shit anymore. Oh, look, Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella are engaged.
Woo!
The no-tit Bella with the bearded goat.
No, she's just the one with the tattoos.
Yeah, that too. And no tits.
Well, she is rather flat all the way around.
Apparently, Bobby Lashley was apparently at a live WWE event in Denver. And look, they even have a way, they even have a reason as to why he left the WWE in the first place. Bobby Lashley parted ways with WWE on February 4, 2008 after being asked to be released from his contract and now competes as a mixed martial arts fighter while occasionally wrestling at independent events. He guarded the nature of his departure from Vince McMahon's organization. It was widely rumored that Lashley had problems with the head writer of SmackDown at the time, Michael Hayes. Lashley's former girlfriend, Crystal Marshall, alleged in a 2009 interview that Hayes, who was suspended from WWE in 2008 after reportedly using a racial slur to Mark Henry, said that several blatantly racist marks to Lashley, and that this was the main reason he decided to bolt from the company.
Well, what about fucking Zeb Coulter, man? He's a racist motherfucker, but they allow that to happen.
Yeah, I know, right?
It doesn't make any sense. They got a character being racist.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
They fire a guy for being racist. They hire a new guy to be racist. What the fuck?
Oh, bud.
What the hell's going on over there?
Who the fuck knows? Oh, bud.
Well, comes up
so,
with this
man.
Shit.
So, are you ready for this, for Raw coming up?
Possibly, if my TV's on.
Yeah, the Rhodes family will be there.
And the what's their names? Tell us their name. The fucking Mexican people will debut and Matadors.
Yeah. They'll be debuting on Monday.
The fuck are you laughing at now?
It's the fact that they're going to have the entire Rhodes family and the fucking Los Matadores on call. Or should I say Primo and Echo?
No, it's not them. It's new people. What are you talking about?
What the fuck is SMS? Who the fuck is that supposed to be?
What?
Apparently SMS is not coming back to the WWE.
I don't know.
I wonder what the... Oh, okay, Saturday Morning Slam. Okay.
It's not coming back. Who gives a shit?
I don't know.
Not like anybody watched that shit anyway.
I mean, I used to watch it from time to time.
Like I said, nobody watches it.
Alright. Apparently somebody was in the crowd.
No way, there's somebody in the crowd, really.
Yeah.
Somebody in the crowd.
Oh, okay. Not WWE, but is that a baseball game?
Baseball game.
Yeah. CM Punk and his girlfriend.
CM Punk and his girlfriend.
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
Yeah, it says, as noted, CM Punk and AJ Lee attended a Chicago Cubs baseball game earlier this week. Here is a photo of the two at the game.
Doesn't mean that's his girlfriend? What the fuck? isn't he still dating, like, Lita and shit?
Who the fuck knows with that motherfucker?
At least he goes for the hot chicks.
Yeah. Hey, look, a Blu-ray box set has been canceled.
Oh, no. For what?
What do I know? Let's find out.
How the hell does it just say that, but it doesn't tell you what?
I know. All of the Blu-ray box set canceled. It doesn't say for who or for what.
Who gives a shit?
Okay,
put that
here
up
we go.
And not tell us.
There we go. WrestlingDVDNews.com reports that the Raw 20th Anniversary Collection box set Blu-ray has been canceled. The set will be just on DVD, at least for Australia and North America. No word yet if it's been pulled for Europe as well. Here is an updated cover art.
Huh. Okay.
Preston. There you go, there we go. I think it's funny how, let's see. As of before, WWE has recently released Jesse White from his developmental detail. Well, good. He was a horrible wrestler anyways.
Whoever the hell that is.
He's the son of Vader. Yeah,
yeah.
See, White.
People were complaining that Vader wasn't in a video game.
Let's see. White and his father, WWE legend Vader, are now taking bookings as a father and son tag team. Email them directly for bookings. Goddamn pop up. And why the fuck is a redneck talking?
That can mean only one thing. The salvage yard.
It can be one thing. You're a redneck.
The salvage yard. What the fuck are you watching?
I have no clue. But yeah, let's see, you can email them directly for booking information. Ah, well, you know what? If that's the case, I mean, yeah, maybe one of these days, you know, we could have an interview with Vader.
Oh, it's time!
Well, I mean, come on, think about it. Like, if we get Vader, I mean, you know, it'd be the first time of us actually having a wrestler, you know, who's a part of the WWE, WCW, and shit like that.
Be like, hey, Vader. Why the hell you always whoop my ass in a video game?
You're like, hey, Vader, why do you always say, oh, it's time! It's Vader time!
Why the hell do you have such shitty moves in a video game?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Why won't they let anybody else play but you?
Yeah. Why is it whenever
there's
like...
Hold on. Wasn't Vader on, like, Boy Meets World or some shit?
Yeah, one time he was. There we go. We can ask him what the fuck he was on there for.
Because didn't have to do something with, like, wrestling or some shit?
Probably, but, I mean, they... So, I don't remember what the hell that episode was about.
I just remember him being on a TV show.
Yeah. Boy Meets World.
Or maybe he was just the father of somebody.
I think he was like a father of somebody in there. I don't remember.
Just, you know, intimidating somebody that was picking on somebody or something.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to remember what the fuck that episode was about.
Man, that was a long fucking time ago. It doesn't even really matter.
Hey, who knows? Maybe Lita or Trish will fucking make an appearance on Girl Meets World.
The highly Delta.
I mean, you know, they brought in Vader for Boy's World, so why not bring in Trish or Lita for Girl Meets World?
Or maybe we'll just bring, maybe we'll just bring Vader back.
Yeah, they can do that too.
So, so what do you think that proposition is going to be from Triple H? You going to put him in a six-man tag match against the Shield?
Probably.
If you win, you get your jobs back.
If you lose, get the fuck away.
If you lose, you're just going to have to keep coming through the crowd.
Let's see, Mark Henry comments on new WWE deal and more. Mark Henry spoke with Jay Hoare about the lack of black WWE champions in WWE. You know what? I was champion, Ron Simmons was champion. As far as time, it takes a long time to know what I know. And I think the time has just passed where we have to recruit. I've been working with talent development over the last 2 years. We're trying to hunt young. And now these are the words of fucking Henry, and the fact that he's saying this shit is kind of gay. So we're trying to hunt young, handsome, athletic, smart people. Why are you trying to hunt them for, Henry?
Because that's what I do.
Let's see. It says, I probably should have said smart first because it's a psychology-driven business. You have to take people on that emotional ride. If you're not smart enough to pull that crowd in and give them some swerves here or there, you can't do this business. I'm one of the few that's still able to work with anybody. I don't have to talk to you. I'll see you in the ring, and it's going down. People are going to leave there going, man, I got my money's worth. We don't have a lot of that. Just be honest, a lot of the young black kids that were recruiting make me feel good. Why are they making you feel good there, Henry?
Man, why you gotta make us gay?
Let's see, we're trying to recruit them, man. They're playing football, they're playing basketball, they're on Olympic teams for different sports. It's hard to get the cream of the crop. Henry commented on how he doesn't want to be a babyface. Oh, I'll be able to read that as soon as this thing.
Who are they going to bring in, man? They're going to bring in that guy that's the world's strongest man somewhere else in, like, Texas. That broke out record that was.
I don't know, but see, sometimes, like right now, if I have to smile and hug somebody one more time, I'm going to throw up. In my heart of hearts, I want to put my foot in somebody's throat and raise my hand and spit at people. Henry also revealed details of his new contract with WWE. I signed a 3-year contract. I'm going to be in the WWE for at least 3 years. I got a raise and everything.
You ever going to be a champion?
No. I got it. I'm getting so fucking retarded right now. I'm just fucking saying I'm freezing up. Look at the fuck. Ay, 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 ay. Well, at least that we know, Henry does not like to be a face. It makes him want to puke.
Well, yeah. Well, they turned him heel, and then they just said "fuck you" to him.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, go ahead and turn heel, man. Psych.
Who knows?
Yeah, we finally get rid of John Cena as usual, like I keep saying, and they keep giving us shit. They're giving us the fucking Rhodes family, the Shield running thing, Big Show crying still.
Yeah, Big Show's crying tonight.
I mean, kinda. Fuck's sake, give us something good.
Yeah. What is my fucking virus scanner running right now for? I didn't tell you to scan or run. That's 59%.
Ooh.
Well, I don't want that 59%. I want a 0% because of the fact that I want to run. It can't run, well, I don't know, but I'm not doing the show. Or it could have ran before the show started. But no, it's got to scan now to be retorted. Fucking thing. Cancel. Thank you.
So I was watching a show earlier where they were talking about Grand Theft Auto 5, and they're talking to this 11-year-old kid sitting there playing it. And they're like, so why do you like this game so much more? He's like, I can do things in the game that I can't do in real life. There he is, just shooting up some guy.
Oh, fuck.
Like, and then the lady that was doing the show or whatever, she's like, yeah, this game is so violent or whatever, it allows you to... She was holding a golf club. She's like, you could just walk up to a random person and just hit them. And hit them. And then they were talking about how it's also not violent either, man. You can go on there and you could ride a roller coaster or play golf, play tennis. Who the fuck's going to play that game and do that shit?
By the way, you're right.
What's the boy?
Let's see. Triple H has a proposal for the Rhodes family. Michael announced on Twitter that his next interview with Triple H will be up this afternoon. Cole also noted that Triple H will have a proposal for the entire Rhodes family. Check out W.com later today for my latest interview. CEO with a proposal for the entire Rhodes family. As noted earlier, David Meltzer recently noted that there was talk of doing a Rhodes family versus the Shield at Battleground.
At Battleground?
Yep.
Who didn't see that shit coming?
I know, right?
Ooh, I'm so shocked, Triple H. And let me guess, they're going to win since it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah, probably.
Seems how the Shield just lost. What was that, last Monday? So, they're going to have to win. I mean, lose. They'll probably win on this Monday and then lose at the pay-per-view.
Probably. I don't understand. Why must they give us such shitty matches like that?
I wish I knew.
Anybody's gonna know.
Like, they give a deal to the Wyatt family, but yet they don't ever really give them shit.
Yeah, exactly, man.
They just keep playing these same old matches.
Come on, I mean, at least put them in a, you know, put them in a match for a fucking title, for Pete's sake.
Well, not necessarily that. Just put them in a fucking match.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about on gay-ass main event.
And there's a lawsuit going on in the WWE. Let's find out who and for what. Let's see, Hornswoggle appearing at panel. Lawsuit update.
Hornswoggle?
Yep. Here we go. the fuck? Okay, do you know who fucking Anthony Dash is?
No.
Good. No, I don't either. Let's see. as noted, WWE Studios will be hosting Q&A panels for See No Evil 2 and Leprechaun Origins on October 31st. No, October 13th. At the New York City Comic Con, Hornswoggle revealed on Twitter that he and the Leprechaun director would be there to be a part of the panel. No word yet if Kane will be there. And a judge has dismissed music producer Anthony Dash's lawsuit against Floyd Mayweather and WWE. Dash claimed that WWE and Mayweather used a beat that he created without permission at WrestleMania 24. A judge ruled that Dash could not prove that Mayweather and the WWE benefited financially from using the song. Dash was suing for $150,000.
Did you say WrestleMania 24?
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
I know. What the fuck are you suing about that shit for? Like, and now for all fucking times.
Over a fucking beat. That nobody even remembers.
dumbasses.
You're a little late on the whole suing them for it.
Yeah. Everyone like probably a fucking shitty ass beat anyways.
Yeah. I sure as fuck don't remember it.
I don't either. I mean, shit, but fucking TNA gets better music for the fucking pay-per-views than the WWE does them right now.
Yeah. They had, like, OTEP on there. They had Stevie Stone on there.
Exactly. What the fuck
is
the general... What is the general counsel? Oh, okay. Apparently, the new vice president.
Did you say I'm vice president?
Yes, you're vice president.
Nice.
No, apparently the WWE appoints new general counsel to the company. The following press release was issued on behalf of World Wrestling Federation, my bad, and Entertainment, announcing that Laura Bivetti has been named Senior Vice President, General Counsel, and Secretary for the company. don't really know why we give a fuck about that for. I mean, you know, it's not like she can do anything to save the WWE anyways. It's going down. So, why do we care that she's been named vice president or senior vice president or whatever the fuck you want to call her? I know Usher's over, don't give a fuck about it. Let's see. WWE teases The Undertaker's return. WWE is teasing the return of The Undertaker on Twitter. This afternoon, WWE released another cryptic rest in pieces message referencing his debut appearance at the 1990 Survivor Series.
What?
Born a Survivor, 11-22-90. Hashtag rest in pieces.
Hashtag you're fucking late.
The digits 11-22-90 point to November 22nd, 1990, which marked as Undertaker's debut. Additionally, WWE issued the following rest in pieces message on Thursday. I have taken it upon myself to walk a path where no one else chooses. Hashtag rest. So apparently they're trying to auto promote for fucking Taker's return on Twitter.
Life was so much better without Twitter.
Wouldn't it just be easier to just do this? Oh, I don't know. When Raw and SmackDown or a pay-per-view is going on? Because then, you know, people will actually give a fuck.
So did you ever realize that whenever they brought Kane back with that new mask, that's a similar to the mask that Undertaker used to wear?
Yes.
I never knew that. I remember Undertaker wearing a mask, but I never put two and two together.
Yeah, I noticed that. And,
I think you're just lying to me.
And, yeah,
anyway.
Here is the perfect image for you. Karma and yoga pants.
And to think I actually like girls in yoga pants.
Let's see. Karma recently appeared on the Future Endeavors podcast and talked about a WWE return. She said she is ready to make a WWE return and believes all parties are in guerrilla. A return to WWE could be happening soon. Karma encouraged fans to keep bringing Karma fan signs and writing to WWE because unlike TNA, WWE fans listens to their fans. Regarding the new slimmer look that she recently debuted, Karma said she's working on reinventing herself. She's looking to drop a bit more weight and have more definition in her physique. She has been using DDP yoga to drop weight.
DDP? What's that, double penetration?
No, DDP. It was in Diamond Dallas Page.
Man, you said DP.
I said DDP. I mean, shit, man. I mean, if you want to picture Karma getting DB'd, go for it.
No.
Man, why can't you give me something that's, you know, actually more interesting up on here? Plans for Sheamus. Well, when the fuck you bringing him back?
Who cares?
Let's see. Before visiting troops. Okay, that's like almost all the time. So nobody cares about that.
Well, you should be jealous of him. He got to meet Selena Gomez.
Well, now I'm jealous about it.
Over in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Exactly.
Maurice. Former WWE diva Maurice is featured in the October issue of Canada's Some Mum magazine. She tweeted a teaser photos from the cover shoot. WWE NXT star Xavier Woods was pulled from an NXT autograph signing this past weekend due to injury. No word yet on what he's suffering from. There has been some talk of having Sheamus return as a heel.
That's how he came in?
Yeah. Then he's been a fucking face like how long now?
Yeah. Well, when he first came in, man, I didn't even know who the hell he was, and he was just retarded. And then all of a sudden just made him a champion real quick. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
They're going to bring him back in as a fucking heel again. What the fuck are you doing to...
If anybody even remembers him.
Probably not.
He's been gone for a while now.
He's supposed to be up for like 4 to 6 months anyway.
He's taking a break with Cena, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. They'll be back at the same time.
Yeah. Hey. Ooh.
Instead of the Shield, we'll see John Cena.
Man, it'd be funny if they brought back Cena as a fucking heel.
Yeah, right. Keep dreaming.
Apparently, Hulu Plus has fucked up.
And I care why.
Well, because of the fact I'm looking at the latest episode of NXT and it says Wednesday, September 25th, 2015. Yeah.
It's an episode from the future.
Let's see. Which ad would you prefer? Mage versus Troll. Why does it say 2015? Oh, look. And they might be bringing back that one dude finally. Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah, that one dude. Of course.
I forgot his name. Ezekiel Jackson.
The alpha male.
No, that's the other dude. Fuck was his name?
Ezekiel Jackson.
That's not the alpha male.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Well, then, who's the other guy?
Alpha male. I think his name was like Monty Brown or something like that. Yeah, Monty Brown. Yeah. It was the alpha male Monty Brown. That's what it was. Ezekiel Jackson is somebody different. Let's see. Marcus Corvon, a.k.a. Monty Brown. He was, he came into WWE with the new breed of being back in the new ECW. But apparently Ezekiel Jackson who continues to train and rehab on injury for return to WWE ring. That's my biggest thing, if he does come back.
Why, is it make him lose again?
Oh, but put him against fucking Ryback or fucking Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, yeah, right.
Well, hey, it works out, though. I mean, his WWE needs to get back to bringing in people that wrestle and fight.
So how about they released all the arenas that are going to be available for 2K14, and they were already the ones we knew. All the WrestleManias and Raw and SmackDown.
This is absolutely horrible. They take out Dusty Rhodes, and they give us Brad Maddox on NXT. What the fuck is you doing, WWE? Nobody wants to see Brad Maddox ever. Period. Anywhere. I mean, come on.
Yeah, William Regal don't even like him.
The hell no. I mean, come on. Even his own mother don't like him.
I'd believe it.
I would too. Yeah, man, even a fucking twig don't like him. The fucking twig just fucking roll away when he's walking towards him.
Did you just say twigs?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I'm making a point. No one and nothing likes him.
But you said twigs.
Not even bugs. Not even a rat likes them. Not a cockroach either. Go away, Brad Maddox. We don't like you. We want you to die and get hit by a bus. And not the ugly bus, because that already hit you. Oh, great. Here we go. NXT's doing a fucking tag team toil match in turmoil. I don't know why I just said tag team toil match for.
Oh, here's somebody that can't spell. Enzo Amore. He can't spell word shit because of the fact he can't even spell the simplest word, soft. Because of the fact the way he does it, he goes, and we're not SAWFT.
Here we go. You can listen to that and have these motherfuckers spell. Yeah. Retards. Hey, look. It's Dolph Ziggler Jr. Yes, I said Dolph Ziggler Jr.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, they have a mini fucking Dolph Ziggler in TNA.
No.
I wish they didn't. I wish they just killed his ass, too. Just come down. just have a fucking member of the crowd, Randy, run up into the ring and stab him.
That's one way to make TNA interesting.
Well, I'm not talking about TNA, I'm talking about NXT. So we had a listener tonight, but I don't know who the listener was because they were under a guest the entire time.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I already kind of figured it wasn't Ms. Looney because I think Ms. Looney got tired of us talking about her big tits.
Wait, what happened?
I said, I know for a fact it wasn't Ms. Looney because I think she got tired of hearing us talk about her big tits last night.
Yeah, probably.
She do got some big old titties.
And here you go again.
I mean, come on. Even if she can't deny she's got big titties.
Oh, no shit. I wish this damn girl could learn how to spell single for fuck's sake.
I don't think anybody could spell the word. I don't think anybody in that group could spell the word single.
Nobody could spell the word single, the word bored, the word you.
It's kind of funny how Rayman has still yet to... I still get to respond to your comment.
Yeah, let him respond to me.
So who can't spell single?
A lot of people. But that one girl that the crazy white girl was fighting with.
Oh, yeah, that little bitch.
So, earlier today, I was posting up on most of all of these pictures. Nobody cares about your Smasher passion.
Look, it's everyone's least favorite motherfucker, Bugatti.
My God, dude, I've never seen so many people on the internet say, add me, add me, add me.
I know, right?
Then you got that dude in there named something Devil Dog something. He's all over every fucking picture like, add me. I want to see your titties.
You're funny how that fucking savvy bitch goes. Not really, but people play head games with me and make me cry a lot. Bitch, your spelling makes me cry a lot.
Yeah, dude, there's this one dude he posted up. If you want to make money, call this party line, blah, 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 blah. A whole bunch of words misspelled and shit. I was like, man, that's real painful to fucking read.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're terrible.
Oh, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or whenever you have two illiterate people fighting with each other, and neither one of them can fucking spell.
Hey, look, it's Kareem Abdul-Jamil Robinson.
Oh, here we go again.
Saying, fuck a relationship. All I need is my fucking real family. Whoop, whoop, juggalo for life, bitch.
Wonder what the hell this bitch look like. She's probably underage.
Kareem Abdul Jamil Robinson. I need so.
It's become an obsession.
I need so one to talk to. I'm lonely. Yeah, because
I'm so lonely,
like,
Miss J. I have nobody. Anyway.
Hey, look, I found that dumb bitch's boyfriend. You know, even though she's underage and he's 29, but considering the fact, you know, they both are single the same way, I figured they'd be perfect for each other.
You're like, do you want to be single with me too?
Oh, bud. I wonder if they realize they're spelling signal.
If they knew, they wouldn't put that.
Actually, no. It doesn't spell signal. It spells sing-l. Oh, time to be an asshole and correct people's spellings. Same with that bitch.
Same with that
bitch. Ah, damn it. Alex Mary already beat me to it. He goes, I am single with the right spelling. Motherfucker, you beat me to it. For the love of God, why can't you people spell? Frank Wind, where's my Miss Juggalette? Where's my Mrs. Juggalette? Bitch, fuck out of here. Idiots can't spell word damn. Both of you could add me, Benjamin Philip Holko. Well, oh well.
What the hell are you saying?
I don't know, these people are getting retorted. Cat Martin goes, single, anyone want to chat, bored as hell, hit me up. I need new Juggalette friends and Juggalos. Here we go, the bitch I can't spell. Mere fam, the better. I think I meant to say more, bitch.
I am sad to say that I no longer should be a Juggalo because I need to get my life straightened up, but I will always have much love and respect for the family. And you all will be considered a part of my extended family.
who the fuck typed that shit up?
Paul Allen.
We got sense in the single Juggalos and Juggalettes?
No, we've moved on to all Juggalos.
Hey, look. Dakota, whatever the fuck his last name is, says, we got any black lips on he, just asking.
The hell did you just say?
I don't know. Apparently, Dakota, well, what he do is asking if there's any black lips up in, I think he meant to say here, but he put H-E-A, and then just, he goes J-U-S-S.
Well, this person said my brother pulled a loaded gun on me, and I liked it.
Hey, look, and Kareem Abdul-Jamil Robinson coming back. Say no, but black lows, whoop, whoop, and then fucking Dakota goes, damn.
What the hell does this say? Elmo Cisco, kidnapped my child and trying to run, help me out, family. What did Elmo steal your baby for? What the fuck is this? Attention, lows and lets, add me. Hashtag love your fam. What the fuck is this bitch doing?
Oh, there it is. Paul Allen Hedrick. I can't pronounce your last name. But, oh well.
Man, this dumbass is fucking retarded. I'm freaking his ham. I'm even reading his comments. See, like you said, I am trying to say that I no longer should be a juggalo because I need to get my life straightened up. The fuck that I gotta do with being a juggalo? See, but I will always have much love and respect for the family, and you all will always be considered a part of my extended family. MCO. Carlos Gomez goes, whoop, whoop, hang in there, hanging up, and leave it for the next generation.
I don't understand. Remember that girl that we don't know who the hell she is? Earlier today, yep. I saw her say, sexy lights hit me up, and now it's missing my low. I don't fucking understand. Is she gay or is she not gay?
I don't know.
Let's see, 400 commented on his thing saying, well, I have always been focused on being a productive member in the fam and didn't realize that was happening to me. I didn't realize what was happening to me, and I just need to focus on fixing the problems I created. But it's not goodbye forever, just until everything is straightened up. Well, you're a dumb fuck. Nikki Law goes, this is stupid. What happened to real juggalos? Bullshit quitter. Paul Allen Hedrick goes, read my comment above. My above comment. I'm not leaving forever just until I get my life straightened. Sheena goes, juggalos can't have straight lives. Paul Allen goes, I just got way too involved.
People are fucking idiots.
I know. Look. Is David's at a half saying, I like the people who stop being a juggalo to improve their lives. Never really understood the true meaning of being one in the first place. Paul and Alan goes, look, okay, I understand entirely, I do, but between me and you, you're a juggalo, not me. It's like I keep saying, I'm not leaving forever. But I think it's funny how he just called Andrea juggalo.
Got her.
Leslie, whatever the fuck your middle name is, Chess goes, what's with all the juggalos leaving? Seriously, this is bullshit. At least I don't let being a low get in the way of. But if that's what your heart desires, then so be it, fam. I'm not trying to hate. Well, yeah.
Wait. Dude, I'm confused right now. All right, how about earlier this guy posted up that he was going to leave his group in 24 minutes if he didn't get 15 likes on the thing that he posted. And now this different person posted the same fucking thing that guy posted. Why did he steal his status? Why the fuck did he do that? That's fucking gay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just fucking leave the goddamn group, man. And steal somebody's status that they fucking posted up because they're fucking gay. Now you're just fucking gay, too.
Here we go. Walt Snyder goes, I'm a juggalo and got a great job, car, etc. It's not you being a juggalo that's holding you back. It's you. Best of luck, Lo. Maximilian goes, I'm the proud juggalo that has a straight life. Job, car, license with college degrees. Real fam never hang up their shit just to get their life straight. That's true. But Paul Allen goes, I'm not hanging anything up. Motherfucking bullshit. You just said that you need to leave the fam for a better life. And now you're saying you're not hanging anything up. Bullshit. He goes, I'm not hanging anything up, just simply giving myself time to get my life back in order, then I'm hitting up the gathering next year. Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Go hang yourself.
Yes, please do. Let's see. Sheena Heathcote goes, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen on this page. Yeah, we agree. That dude's a dumbass motherfucker. Oh, look, Andrea decided to come back even after she said she's done. She goes, you juggalos suck. I need to cut you out of my life to make it better. She goes, that's what you sound like, for fuck's sake.
Man, I bet you she's not even a fucking juggalo.
Sorry. Deanna Marie goes, so, okay, so what I'm understanding is you're not a juggalo today, but you might decide to be one. Let's say next month or next year. This is stupid. You either are or you're not. You can't stand on both sides of the fence. Sheena goes, how can you sit there, see here, and call yourself a real low, and say that you have to leave a part of who you are behind to make your life better? What's that say for what you think of the fam? I mean, what the fuck? My low has a job, a car, a bike, and he's been clean and sober off of drugs for a long time. He's got a straight life, and he's a low till death. A productive, respected member of society. And you guys say, leave the fam behind to better your life? That's fucking ignorant. Yep. Let's see. Walt goes, let's and lows. Paul is a troll. Ignore him and let him figure shit out. Done with this post. This motherfucker got people fucking pissed off at him in a heartbeat. Aaron White goes, I am a juggalo and my life is great. What is you getting at? It's you, man, not being a juggalo. Shaking my head. I think it's funny how people put SMH for shaking their head. But, it's act as if we could see them shaking their head. Let's see, Luke Irish Hickman, man, you're a fucking prime example to get somebody to tell somebody something. You know, you're always talking about wanting to kill yourself. Honestly, in my opinion, the label and everything we stand for is going down the drain, and it has for a while. I'm still a juggalo, and will be until I die, but this new generation of fam pisses me off. The gathering gets worse every year, and this is why I don't listen to old school shit nowadays.
Yeah, blame it on the music. That'll help you.
Yeah, right? Mary Blue-Eyed, Let Dark and Twisted goes, that's straight dumb as fuck. I mean, how is being a juggler holding you back? I know what you said in your post, but that is just stupid. You ain't a real low. If you was, I'd just hang it up for good. If I had to question myself about how it's affected my life, and obviously yours is not a good way. Why even go back to being that low you say you are? Nah, man, that ain't how it works. You either a low or you're not.
Conversation is very painful.
Yes, it is. Because half these people can't even spell.
Well, it's not like I'm reading it. I'm just listening to it.
Jimbo Jism goes, put stereotypes
to
work.
Jimbo Jism!
I have two beautiful girls. I've been told so many times I'm a great father by teachers and other parents. I have a three-bedroom house I own with a underground pool. Just because you're a juggalo doesn't mean you have to be a low-life scrub. This dude, Kenny Key, comes back and comes in and saying, Y'all heard of that California/Nevada bandit guy on TV that lived in Canada? Well, he got in trouble, got out, and told his family that he needed to leave to get right. Well, to put it lightly, he went the wrong way. He stripped nude and the fuck, and popped himself out in the middle of the desert. When they started closing in on him, this guy might be having crazy issues. The dark carnival I've always seen as a light in the valley of darkness. I can't predict exactly what's in store for me, but some people never see it. Or he's trying to bring some of y'all with him. Ha. Kenny Key. You're an idiot. A few people are idiots, but that dude that posted that shit is a bigger idiot.
what I'm going to comment with one simple word, moron.
So I've got potlucks going on tour with R.A. the Rugged Man and Black Pegasus and Whitney Payton are going to be on the show.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
That show is supposed to be here November 5th.
Hell yeah, man. That's what's up.
And on top of that, potluck got a new CD coming out at some point.
Let's see. I think it's funny. Me, you, and Robert Gilbert, all like the stats from Sarah Hilburn. My brother pulled a loaded gun on me.
I told you I liked it.
But and as Mary Sandoval bitch goes, did you snatch the gun out of his hand and pistol beat his ass? I did. So it goes, it's a home defense Mossberg on me and my three homies. Well.
You're speechless.
I know. Like, holy shit. Elmo Cisco kidnapped my child and is trying to running. Oh, yeah, fam.
Man, it's funny hearing you read things that I've already said to you.
Well, I'm so sorry to go, is trying to running. What you mean, is trying to run? Not running? But yeah, but to your point, how the fuck is a stupid red Muppet kidnap a kid?
I don't know.
Anybody knows? Virginia Newton, can I get a whoop whoop? No, you can't. You're young as all fuck. You can't get a whoop whoop from me. Good jail, babe. I'll give you a poop poop if that's what you want.
What the fuck?
Yeah, be it poop poop.
Wow, this girl can't spell Halloween nor cuteness.
Now, this app makes no sense with this bitch. Someone asked people to give a whoop whoop. I'm looking at her page. Religious views. She's a Wiccan, and apparently she's also a Christian.
What the fuck?
Can't be both. Doesn't work that way. You're either a Christian or you're a Wiccan, but you're not both. And seriously? Makes absolutely no sense. Like, I hate motherfuckers that say that they're one thing and they're another thing at the same time. Like, you know, like saying, I'm Jewish and I'm Christian. Bitch, you're either one, not both. Now, pagans and Wiccans, they could be both because, you know, because they both fall under the same religion. Christianity and Wiccan and paganism don't fall under the same thing since you motherfuckers look at it as the devil.
So are you typing this to her?
I'm just saying this out loud on here.
Well, you should probably be typing that.
It's like, how the fuck are you both? Ah, LC, Rainbow, La La Bear, Greenway. So how does someone that claims to love you play you and still say that they loved you while they did it? What the fuck? That's bullshit. And a fellow family at that. I kept it 300. But I hate bitches that say that shit.
You can't go past 100.
I know.
That's just stupid.
I kept it 300 and got treated like shit. And yeah, I loved them. But really, nigga? Opinions, family. First of all, you white as a motherfucker saying I kept it 300. Bitch, it's 100. And stop saying fucking mainstream bullshit. And then second off, you're really white and you're saying nigga.
Yeah.
You are retarded.
Yeah.
Retarded. Go die. Please.
That's not very nice.
Yeah. True, but oh well. Go from the English there, bitch. Cheyenne Jackson. What up, ninjas? This bitch is back and better than ever. We don't give a fuck.
No, not really.
This motherfucker looks familiar. Again, his name, Fluffy, seems familiar. Because of the fact we used to have a caller and a listener by the name of Fluffy. Alex Zamudio, I'm going to like your status just because of the fact you can't spell word shit and you're retarded. I'm feel down. I'm listening to Twisted to keep me okay, but afraid I'll slip again. I know I'm fooked.
There you go. You could book Terry Runnels for upcoming events.
Why?
I don't know. See me get an interview with her.
Terry Reynolds?
Terry Runnels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to do that.
Even though it's for autograph signings, conventions, and whatnot, see if you can get an interview. There's an email address.
Oh, send me the email address. And just the inward tease goes, feeling sad, you guys just got dumped today after the guy said he was in love with me. Oh, my God, it hurts. Who wants to make me happy?
Here, just take it down. It's Mark.
Ah, fuck. Hold on. Mark, M-A-R-K.
B-O-D-E-K.
O-D-E-K.
B-O-D-E-K.
Oh, B-O-D-E-K.
At the Terry Runnels
at
.com.
Terry run on.
Okay.
I'll try that later.
And if you don't remember that, you can always go to Terry Runnels. I believe it's a like page.
I'll try it. Okay.
Kimmy the Let Lebeck Brick. Yeah.
Hey, Michael Yaunt, you're retarded.
Nobody likes you.
Go away. Either this or need to die. I would smash or pass. Hit or miss.
I like that this girl right here posted up at smash or pass, and then, like, at some point she said she was a lesbian, but yet she still has 518 comments.
Oh, man.
Of guys saying, add me, and that they would smash it. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. Yeah, you must be talking about that Kira Sakura chick.
Yep.
Look, there we go. I see you talking about. Brandon Baker cuts A of Enigma. Leaving this group or at least shutting off notifications. This ninja is no longer single. Boop, boop. Boom. Then just go away. Nobody cares.
Go away!
And that Jenny Wallace just trying to fucking look sexy. It ain't working.
It ain't working, bitch. You ain't looking sexy.
You're looking fucking pukey. What?
God, man, this bitch right here can't spell either.
Chick.
Dakota.
Oh, well, I could put that one.
We GT any black lights on here. Just.
That's. I just read that one too, like, not too long ago.
Like, that's fucking terrible, man. And then this bitch right here, man, she's talking about how she's single and looking to hit her up, add her other profile. And if you go to her other profile, it doesn't have an add friend button.
That's not gonna work.
So I left her a comment saying, do you know the other profile you're talking about? You can't add you on.
Yo, Tish. Single and looking, hit me up or add my other profile. Julie Yetlish, Yelp, Fish, Let, Gibbs from SLC. The fuck is SLC? Oh, sorry, see?
Dumbass.
I mean, come on, man. Like, you see fucking SLC. We ain't good. We don't know what the fuck that is. Savvy kills kitty bitches. Fucking retarded.
No shit.
Oh, man, look about. I'm like, under that post, man, that you were talking about, she has, okay, well, I'm 16, teen. And most boys play head games, so fuck this shit. I'll be like that and do one of their sins then. Bye bye. You know, I never would have guessed that she was a teen, just from her age.
Yeah, right.
She had a fucking, let everybody know for sure that she's a teen, but then she's 16, teen.
Dumbass.
Half of them are dumbasses. Or this Justin Juggalo Forever Plants dude. I'll take care of them for you. How do you want them to die? What have you motherfuckers realized?
See, man. That's why we need some sanctioned purge.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck, man? The movie is really people allowing a time for where people could just kill people and get away with it. Like, I didn't realize that they set it up and just let people do it. I just thought it was like a, you know, random thing.
Yeah. Man, this dude fucking bedroom is still a hoko. Man, he's definitely one of the fucking newbies. You can tell
so
he's one
watch,
of the fucking.
Did you watch that movie?
The Purge? No, yeah, I didn't even download it yet.
You don't have to download it.
Well. When does dude Benjamin realizes there is no COO for Juggalos or Juggalettes?
COO? What is this, WWE?
Apparently he goes, on his work at education, he goes, COO, Torrington, Connecticut. I'm the COO of the Juggalos and Juggalettes in Torrington.
No one gives a fuck.
What's funny is the fact that he goes, it's from December 10th, 2012 to present.
Dark Carnival, Juggalo Security, December 10th, 2012, the president. ICP, Chief of COO, 2012, the president. Like, so, you...
So that means you've been down since 2012?
Wow. You've been down since... Shit. Not even Bang Pow Boom.
He's been down since Marty Death Pop.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're the COO of the Juggalos and Juggalettes. Dumbass.
So another movie I watched too, I watched that Your Next movie.
Is that a good movie?
Not so much. That movie and The Purge, they both reminded me of the movie The Strangers.
Yeah.
I really hate movies that take place in one setting. Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't go to the movies to see that Your Next movie now.
Well, I kind of figured.
Because I was so bored with that.
And I'm embarrassed to be in Connecticut.
Why?
Well, unfortunately, that dude fucking Benjamin is from Connecticut. He can't spell at all. And half the people that he's friends with are from here, and they can't spell at all.
I guess their education failed.
Yeah, so since, you know, he's still in high school, apparently.
Yeah. Probably doesn't go to high school. Probably dropped out.
Yeah, probably.
Say, I'm going to drop out of school and be a juggalo.
Wait, this is even funnier. Fucking Alan Pearl goes, nice car, but what is up with the Pepsi? Where's the Faygo? Dude responded and didn't have the money.
You bought a Pepsi. Fucking idiot. That's more than a Faygo.
No.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, bud.
Oh, and another thing about that Your Next movie, it wasn't even scary.
So then you wouldn't recommend it to anybody then?
Well, if you really want to watch it, you can watch it. But it was pretty fucking stupid.
But I still can't deal with the fact that dude bought a Pepsi instead of a Faygo, and he said he didn't have the money for a fucking Faygo.
But then as for The Purge, man, I was actually entertained with that movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be downloading that in a minute here, just so I can check it out, because it's always better for me if I download it and, yeah, watch it on my PS3.
Although, one thing, man, you know, if you have a high-tech, like, security system, all right,
yep,
that people aren't supposed to be able to break into your house, why the fuck does it come down so easy?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, definitely do.
Like, you're in a security, alarm business. You sell this shit to people. You have it on your own house. But it comes down within, like, a fucking second.
Yeah, you might want to get in.
Don't you feel safe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, like I said, this dude can't spell at all. Again, dude spelled locked. LOKCED.
Oh, these damn people.
And his friend Erica Lynn goes, he got arrested. ARRESSTED. I'm embarrassed to be from Connecticut. You're embarrassing Connecticut, motherfuckers. You can't
and
spell
I
what?
I thought my spelling was bad, but fuck, man. But anyway, you have fun with that. This shit's pretty much over.
Peace.
Peace.